The Little Zion Church today, the Lord has surely visited us. I don't know if I can preach at all or not, but I believe that you've been listening. I believe you have done more than listened. I think you've experienced the gospel. I think the gospel is deeper than just the words that are said. There's more to it than just what comes in to our ears. There's something that happens. There is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty gives man understanding. So we experience more than just listening to the gospel. I don't know if I can preach at all or not, but Brother Robert has done a really, really good job. Brother Danny did a really good job. Brother Junior did a really good job, and it makes it even more scary to follow after that. I looked in the minute book a moment ago there, and it listed Brother Robert Holcomb and Brother Danny Dixon, Brother Junior Ruggles, and myself, and it said something else. The home preacher. So.
Oh, brother, you get on with it.
But I desire to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified to be the way, the truth, and the life. No other name given under heaven whereby that you must be saved except through and by that name of Jesus.
Amen.
There's power in His name. There was power in His name that caused the man that sat at the gate called Beautiful to be able to jump and to run and to praise the Lord. There's power in Jesus, but there's power in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
Also, I hope just for a minute of time that I also can get away from myself and be able to get out into that green field from which these brothers have been feasting and watering in that lovely land. We live in a land today where trouble is on every hand, but in God there's peace, and all the peace of the Milford is in the Lord. If we're looking for satisfaction and if we're looking for comfort, we're not going to find it in the world. It seems like that just a few days ago that we were young men, young women, but so quickly time has passed and now we're not young anymore, and you can look at us and tell that. But I met a man called Jesus a long time ago, and that man gave me a new life, and I'm just as young as I was 30 years ago in the Lord. Yes, and I'm going to be here I don't know how long, but after a while we'll get a discharge and we'll leave this world of sorrow and go to the land of the living. Yes, I want to go there. I want to see that man that walked upon the water. I want to hear if I have a little crown, Brother Charles. I want to cast it down. Yes, that Jesus is me. Yes, and we can if we'll follow His commandments. And He commands men everywhere to repent. Therefore, if you want to go to heaven, you'll have to believe yes to the saving of the soul. You'll have to repent. Yes, you will have to cry for mercy. Your Bible says we are the workmanship of the Lord. He makes us what we are. Yes, and if we'll ever get good enough to go to heaven, He'll make us that way.
That's right.
Pray just a minute. Hey, it's good this morning to see your face. Now it's hard to leave defeated creek for the gym. I hope and I pray that they're having a good time there today. I hope and when we're having a good time where I am. Yes, there's nothing like that good spirit of the Lord. We're a peculiar people, strangers, most people that live up in this hollow. If they walked in here this morning and they saw Robert Horn, if they saw Brother Junior, if they saw you lifting up your hands here and there, they think we're a peculiar people, but they don't know anything about how peculiar that we are. Oh, our home is not in this world. Our home is in thing eternal. Our home is in Jesus Christ. Brother Danny mentioned to you earlier in his preaching, John, pray real hard. John said, I saw these tall fern, 144,000. There's those that's already gone to heaven. They've already raised from the dead, and they're right there. But then he said, I saw another number, which nobody can number.
Who are these?
They are those that came out of great tribulation. They have washed their robe, made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Yay, Brother Freddie, I think it's a way of tribulation. Oh, Brother Junior, tribulation works. It has a job to do. If we get there, we'll have a tribulation. Oh, Moses grew up in the king's palace, but finally had to run for his life down in that bad country. Oh, Elijah, he said, why they kill all these prophets? That evil queen, she's after my life, and I'm the only one left behind. But no, God said, no, there's a whole bunch of you scattered around. A tribulation, Paul had great tribulation. Right. Jesus laid out the way. He suffered and he died. They beat him. They whipped him. I think he was bloody and bruised. Yeah. Oh, what a mess. Oh. Yes. But you don't have to go a long way back to find a tribulation. Brother Char, a few years ago, all it was, he was brought down right on his back. A tribulation. Brother Johnny said, pray for my wife. She's a young woman, and she's dying. They sent her home. Just make her comfortable. A tribulation, a trouble. Don't ever have Brother Ivan since before Christmas. He's been laying down there in the hospital. He's not since that Saturday night, I believe it was. He's been flat of his back. Has never been able to get up out of there. Oh, tribulation, tribulation. Who are these? They've been in tribulation. We've been in tribulation. But I'll tell you what. Who are these? dressed in white robes, they come out of that tribulation and they're behind. Oh, we're going home to the glory. Our robes have been washed in the blood of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Whoa! I may be old and tired, but I'm young in the spirit. My brother Matt Cornick, I've got it right here. Who's this little band marching through the land? They're singing a brand new song. Sing the songs that it used to. You don't go the places you used to go. Who are these people? Yeah, we know where our faith lies. We know in whom we believe in. We're going home to heaven when this life is over. The invitation's gone out.
That's right. Who will come?
The invitation is gone out.
Who will?
Jesus himself sent out the invitation. And if you want to live, you can live.
Amen.
In Jesus'
name. Amen.
The Lord.
Yes, sir.
He my all. And my
Amen.
All.
Thank you,
Lord. Yeah. Say that one more time.
In this world you shall have tribulation.
But
be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
How about that? How about that? You know what tribulation is? You know what tribulation
is?
You do.
I know what sorrow is.
You do. You do. You do. Don't we? But in him we'll have what?
Peace.
Sweet. Surpasses
all understanding.
I know what that is.
I feel it.
Praise the Lord. Right down in my heart. They can be, we can be buffeted about this way and that way.
Amen.
By everything that there is. You've had tribulation. Think about Brother Jim's mother. What buried? How many?
Seven
of her children. She's buried seven of her children. Her husband. Oh, tribulation all around.
But she loves the Lord.
Amen. Thank you.
She loves the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I've talked to her. She knows what that peace is. Right deep down in her heart. You know what tribulation. Gee, I look around. You know what tribulation is.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Oh, will I feel his spirit? Will I feel that peace down in my heart? I wouldn't trade it all for that. Oh, man. Don't have much in this world, but I've got a thing to the world we claim to be God, but the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords inside in the spirit and still on the throne of the true and the living God. He is my God. He is my Lord. The everlasting God. Church doors are wide open. Glory, glory, glory. Let it overthink.